This past week, I found myself thinking a lot in the midst of all of the busy that has happened. As I seem to be knocking things off my to-do list, it always seemed like something jumped on, and then for everything I knocked off, two, three, four things were being added. No matter how much planning and how much effort I put in early on in Advent, even before Thanksgiving, it just seemed like it was all chaos. Chaos seems to be the starting point for most of us this time of year. Growing up, you would trade the countdown of days left until your break for Christmas to the breakdown of how many days are left until you have to go back to school. I know, guys. I know. Then it even morphs from there. It just seems like you don't have time. It's chaos and chaos upon chaos. As I got older, the countdowns even changed and shifted. In college and seminary, it meant you had X number of exams, X number of papers, and then you had all of the chaos and everything of getting to mom's house because you had mom's list to work on then. I'd hop in my truck or in my truck from the dorm room or apartment and drive home and then start everything. Christmas had already been decorated at least. But even then, chaos seemed to be the starting point. Now, I can't speak for the rest of us, but it seems like the more and more I rush, the more and more I do things, the more and more keeps on getting added. It becomes easy to get lost in the commitments, in the things to do, the moments you have to do this time of year. Always, tonight comes, and I always feel like I'm not quite ready, that there's something more that needs to be done. The difficulty of Advent is not to prepare for the holiday of Christmas as much as to prepare ourselves for the marvelous moment when God sent his Son into this world for us. It's not easy as a task to allow that to be what we focus in on. Not how many people we have to cook dinner for, how many presents we need to wrap before they're all done, how much more we have left on the decorations, how many more parties or other time commitments we have to get out of the way for Christmas. And then even Christmas Day, it's, well, we have to go here. We have to go here. We have to go here. Is it a holiday or a marathon? The fact is, this is the tip of the iceberg. For me, the tip of the iceberg was driving over the Brinebeck Bridge to go look at the holiday lights at the fairground. We had to do it. We had to do it. And there was no way they were going to let us not do it. But as we sat in the car, there was a chaos, but there was a beauty in it. As the kids oohed and awed about the lights, as they just expressed their joy of driving through the fairgrounds and seeing the pieces and parts of Christmas. Barb, look, you have to see this. Liam, pointing everywhere. The joy, the celebration. And that's why we pile and pile on the chaos this time of year. The joy. That's why we seek out almost the chaos as we greet Christ's birth. No, we're not trying to somehow recreate that first Christmas and all of the chaos that Mary and Joseph had to deal with, moving from Galilee to Bethlehem, trying to find a house, a place to stay in Bethlehem, sitting in a stable and giving birth, all of that chaos. No, we're not trying to recreate that. But the joy of that moment when Christ came that first day, that's why we do it. We have this innate drive and desire to celebrate tonight. We have a need to greet it joyfully. And why shouldn't we? After all, it isn't every day that God sends his son into this world. You know, we talk about once in a lifetime moment, once in a lifetime storms. But the reality is, this is a once in a forever moment. When the choir of angels sings to the shepherds that Christ is born, when the wise men come to greet him with their gifts, that's in a once in forever moment. And that's why we tough it through the chaos. That's why we put up with long lines everywhere. That's why we go out to Christmas tree lots or farms to pick out that perfect, at least to us, Christmas tree. Even when it's cold, raining, snowy, windy. That's why we dust off that artificial tree and put it up. That's why we go out and stay up late to be here at 9 o'clock when sometimes normally might have our feet up, an adult beverage or maybe a glass of water or milk under normal circumstances. But this is not normal for us. That's why we do this, because this is a once in forever moment that brings us here. The answer to why do we do this? Because it's Christmas. It always feels strange to answer a question like this with such a simple answer. It's like when people ask you why you went into ministry. I mean, you could pause a little bit and act like you're really thinking about it. You could give a meandering answer. The reality is because God called me. It's like when your grandparents give you a treasure map and lead you around all over the yard and you wind up right next to grandpa. And he's just laughing at you in his chair. The answer is so simple, so easy. You can't expand about it because we are here. We do what we do leading up to tonight and tomorrow because Christmas is a once in forever moment. And that's why we're here, to celebrate the way that God's Spirit caused a young woman to be pregnant, because angels went to men in the fields and cried out, sang a song announcing this child's birth. We do all of this to celebrate with God the birth of Christ. And so, brothers and sisters, was it all worth it? You bet you're behind on that. Because it was, it is, and it forever will be worth all the chaos to celebrate our God's birth. Amen.